Hey, man, that'll bring us to today's No Sweat News. These are the stories that could get you Mama WVH tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Beautiful show right there. Starland Ballroom.
Yeah. Excellent giveaway.
That has, of course, been moved to late March at starlandballroom.com for tickets. Today brought to you by eBay Motors. Stuck in traffic, part of owning cars. Getting stuck without the right parts should not be. ebaymotors.com. Hey, here's a good story. Dateline South Dakota. Here's the story of a woman who faked her own kidnapping to get a break from her husband.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I'm seeing some nodding heads.
I mean, been there.
I'm
sure.
Seeing some nodding heads. I'm seeing, considered that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, kidnapping, you have to go that far?
Yeah, well.
Maybe just, like, you know, go on a cruise or something.
Defend you or something?
Yeah,
just weekend.
Yeah.
What, would you suggest a weekend away with the girls or something?
Right.
It does have a kind of a Fargo type of thing, that you're faking a kidnapping just for your own gain. Yeah. I do agree with that.
The lady was working for Domino's last February. She just got brought up on these charges now. She called her husband and said a group of people were trying to rob her, and the husband told the police when he called up, said, "Yeah, I heard people banging on the window. I think it's serious." I think they're coming after me, husband.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was easily convinced.
Wow.
Well, police scrambled the SWAT team, tracked down her cell phone by pinging it to the terrestrial towers to which it was communicating, and found her sitting in the car with some other guy.
Oh God.
That didn't
darn
work
it.
Out well for anybody
what
there. Don't fake your own kidnapping. Do it the real way.
No. Fake your own death.
Take
That's
all
fair.
The money out of the joint accounts and go have some fun.
Absolutely.
Now, here's a story from Massachusetts. This masshole and his girlfriend were robbing a house by stealing all the stuff and loading into a U-Haul that they had parked out front on the street.
Oh, wow.
Well, the homeowner of in Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, got home while they were still there loading up the U-Haul that was parked outside in front of their house.
Yeah, we'll just be another minute.
Called the police and said, "Yeah, there's a U-Haul being loaded in front of my house, and I'm not moving." So the two people who were doing the move into the U-Haul took it on the heel and toe.
Oh,
that means they ran off.
Okay.
Well, the gentleman ran off, and he ran out onto a frozen river, but sadly, it was not frozen enough. And the actual search for the gentleman turned into a quick search and rescue.
Oh, so we can actually say he was on thin ice.
Yeah, very much so. And it turns out, and I respect the couple for this, turns out the U-Haul was stolen too.
Oh, they there's just nothing decent about these
criminals.
That's
how you make the No Sweat News
I mean, that's a nice added bonus. You run on the ice.
Oh, God.
You fall into the water. You might freeze and die.
Mm. That's a triple crown.
You get hit with stolen vehicle charges too.
That's a trifecta.
Just keep adding it up,
just
pal.
A trifecta of crappiness. And honestly, it's a trifecta of bad karma that you deserve.
Yeah, but I respect the criminal nature going all the way to steal the U-Haul as well.
We should give that guy a sure award.
Never go into your own pocket to commit a crime. I believe that's lesson number 32 and a half on the No Sweat News bylaws.
Wow.
And Dateline Valentine's Day for our third and final story. Well, great. Here's something else that COVID has ruined for us.
Uh-oh.
Valentine's Day at White Castle.
Oh, no.
That's right. Yep. Bad news to pass along. White Castle is not taking Valentine's Day reservations this year.
What? Where else am I going to go?
See? Their presser began with the words, quote, out of an abundance of caution. And, you know, it's just going to get more depressing from there on out. I mean, when you start your press conference or memo with out of an abundance of caution, you might as well just put a big old giant pussy sign on your forehead and march down the street.
Wow.
What kind of wimp are you? Who wants caution? This is White Castle for Valentine's Day. There is no caution.
Oh, I love White Castle.
Throw caution to the wind, if you know what I mean.
Listen, if you're eating at White Castle, you're throwing caution to the wind.
Seriously.
I mean, but I will say those burgers go down well. Now, they come out hard, but they go down well.
We're going to have to upgrade to Taco Bell.
No White Castle for Valentine's. What's a guy to do?
I don't know.
This could put an end to the romantic tradition of giving your girl a Dutch oven to wrap up your romantic evening, Dave. But hang on.
That was always this was always my plan.
Let me read the fine print.
White Castle ran 35. Route 35.
The silver lining here is that White Castle is offering a take-home special. Not quite as romantic, but they're calling it the Love Cube.
Oh, I like this.
It's a take-home box with 8 sliders, 2 desserts, 2 sides, and 2 drinks.
Ooh.
For $14.99.
The Love Cube?
I want to meet the girl that says, wow, that's so romantic. We're going to White Castle for Valentine's.
You've met her. She's your mom.
Exactly. Wait, 8 sliders. What's she going to eat?
Right.
What are we doing? Can I get 2 Love Cubes, please?
I think the most I ever did in one sitting was 16 White Castles.
See that?
That it was like a challenge.
And then there was something else you did in one sitting.
No, but I tell you, I had to take a bus ride afterwards.
Oh,
those poor people.
Those sons poor of bitches.
I couldn't hold it in.
Oh, no, you can't.
I could have been charged for like a tear gas or terrorism situation.
Believe me, I understand. Those
chemical warfare.
I think it's in the onions myself. But that's the No Sweat News for today. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you at the White Castle drive through. Nothing says I love you, baby, like going to the White Castle drive through.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.